You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's ambassador to Washington, Sir Kim Darroch, has resigned, saying he could not carry out his duties after President Trump's unprecedented attacks on him. Memos from Sir Kim, in which he described the Trump administration as inept, were leaked to a British Sunday newspaper. The confidential memos said that reports of infighting in the White House were mostly true, adding that Sir Kim didn't believe that the Trump administration could become substantially more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-riven, or less diplomatically clumsy and inept. Speaking at a parliamentary committee, the head of the UK diplomatic service, Sir Simon MacDonald, said he had had to reassure other diplomats because Sir Kim had simply been doing his job and doing it well.
I have already been in touch with all the ambassadors this week, stressing that unvarnished, honest analysis is what we need, is what officials need in order to give the best possible advice to ministers so that their decisions can be as good and as evidence-based as possible.
The memos in question are the kind of internal communications that all foreign diplomats are expected to file to their home governments. But because they tend to be the unvarnished truth, they're normally kept secret. The leak and the diplomatic telegrams, known as diptels, infuriated Donald Trump, who describes Sir Kim as a pompous fool and wacky, adding that the ambassador was not someone he was thrilled with, calling him a very stupid guy. Then during a TV debate between Britain's two prime ministerial candidates, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, Mr. Hunt challenged Mr. Johnson to support the embattled ambassador.
I will keep him until he's due to retire. Okay. And I think we'd like to know if you would.
Well, I'm not going to be so presumptuous.
That lukewarm response is believed to be behind Sir Kim's decision to step down and is seen as potentially damaging Boris Johnson's leadership ambitions. Foreign Minister Sir Alan Duncan, one of Mr. Johnson's fellow Conservative Party members, is furious.
Boris Johnson, a former Foreign Secretary, and he hopes to be the future Prime Minister, has basically thrown our top diplomat under the bus. And there are a lot of people here in the Commons who are very, very angry.
Outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, who has also recently been savaged by President Trump over her handling of Brexit, was very supportive of Sir Kim.
Sir Kim has given a lifetime of service to the United Kingdom, and we owe him an enormous debt of gratitude. Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice.
Her comments were echoed by the leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn.
I think the comments made about him were beyond unfair and wrong. I think he's given honourable and good service and he should be thanked for it.
Boris Johnson, meanwhile, seems to have become more supportive of Sir Kim after his earlier lack of support for the diplomat was criticised.
He was a superb diplomat, and I worked with him for many years, and I think that whoever leaked his diptels really has done a grave disservice to our civil servants.
You said last night you weren't going to back him.
No, on the contrary. Well, my view is it's wrong to drag civil servants into the political arena. That's what I think.
In the meantime, at Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, Sir Simon MacDonald was questioned by committee member Tom Tugendhat about the Trump administration's criticism of Sir Kim Darroch.
Do you know of any other occasion on which the head of state of a friendly government has refused to cooperate with any of Her Majesty's envoys?
None.
You've never heard of this happening before?
I have been in the Foreign Office for nearly 37 years, and this is the first time in my service. The last time I know that we had a difficulty with the United States was 1856, when the incumbent was accused of recruiting Americans to fight on the British side in the Crimean War. President Franklin Pierce was in the White House.
An inquiry is underway into who leaked the memos and why. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.